Hello there. This is your Tech Law 10 most recent edition. We're back. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco, and in a moment I'll turn it over to my partner, Jonathan Armstrong, in London. But before I do, I just want to say congratulations, Jonathan. I must say, Great Britain, and you, of course, pulled off the Olympics in splendid fashion. The entire world really witnessed a spectacle that was flawless and enjoyable and entertaining. Lord Sebastian Coe, one of my prior heroes, because I used to run his middle distance race, officiated very well, although he did make one mistake. He wasn't quite clear that Michael Phelps actually is the greatest Olympian of all time. And my only other complaint, and I might have missed it, I actually was on a cruise in Mexico, so I couldn't capture all the coverage, but I know that there was all sorts of musical references to the Beatles and Pink Floyd and Queen and everything else. But were there any Rolling Stones acts? And if not, why not? And then you can comment on that, and then otherwise we can get down to business and tell us about some of the recent BBC statistics you uncovered.
Yes, I'd love to, yeah. And yes, sorry about the Rolling Stones. I'm not sure if they were there or not, but I know my wife criticized me heavily during the opening ceremony because I've been trying to educate my daughters in British pop music through the years, and I think the girls and I failed to get one in the entire opening ceremony where we could name song and artist, which made me think that I ought to get out a bit more. Well, thanks for the comments. We thought it was a splendid Olympics here as well, and I was fortunate enough to go to some of the events, and they were faultless. It would be, you know, as lawyers out when we're genetically coded to try and find fault with organizations and planning and so on, but it was hard to criticize. There was a couple of things I wanted to talk about. The one thing that I tried to get statistics on, but I'm afraid failed, is I did hear an interesting comment that said that as many athletes were sent home this Olympics for the messages they posted on social media as were sent home for drug use, which I think, if it's true, is an amazing statistic. I know we said earlier that this was going to be really the first Twitter Olympics, and I think it didn't disappoint in that respect, both in terms of the availability to athletes and them giving reactions to events immediately after they'd happened. We talked about the unfortunate event of Tom Daley, the British diver, but he performed well. He got a bronze medal, and somebody apparently tweeted the person who'd attacked him on Tom Daley's behalf and said, I've now got a bronze medal. You've got a criminal record. Whose father will be the proudest? So I think that, if it's true, is a fairly neat put down to the troll. But one of the things that I thought was very interesting is the BBC, our national public broadcaster, and the lead broadcaster for the Olympics, given some statistics on their own coverage. And it was amazing. For example, Bradley Wiggins, the cyclist, in the 24 hours of his win, the BBC shifted, given that the UK's only got a population of ballpark 60 million, 2.8 petabytes of data from people accessing information from their site. Truly, I don't know what a petabyte looks like, but that sounds a very big number for me. They do thankfully put it into context to say that, as you know, the Soccer World Cup is the second most watched event in the world after the Olympics. And in the 24 hours of Bradley Wiggins' win, they shifted more data than the entire period of the 2010 World Cup. So that just seems to me, you know, I suppose the period of the World Cup is about a month period. And in 24 hours, they shifted that amount of data. And then the other thing that I thought was very interesting, I mean, obviously that's got an effect for corporates, and I know a number of people said that their networks slowed. I haven't heard of any overarching network issues. I think more employers, as we advised earlier, Eric, set aside televisions for the main events in their premises. So network issues weren't as bad as some people predicted, I think, because people were prepared. But PC usage maxed out around lunchtime and mid-afternoon, just as people were obviously watching events like Wiggins' time trial during working hours. And then interestingly, the BBC were able to detect on their system at almost exactly 6 p.m. the main coverage shifts from PC usage to access over mobiles. And then at around 9 p.m., people shift from mobiles to tablet devices. And it seems the BBC can almost trace people's environment, if you like, from work to the long commute home and then to tablet devices. And the other interesting thing I thought I'd seen is that I think the BBC are effectively saying it's the first multi-channel Olympics as well. The BBC made 24 live streams available so that you could watch, you know, I know you would probably like beach volleyball at the same time as the athletics. And it seemed that quite a lot of people did that. They were able to trace, for example, people watching, let's say, athletics on the TV and beach volleyball simultaneously on their iPad. And it seemed that that's interesting, I think, isn't it? Not necessarily for public broadcasters, but that has a real implication, I think, for the future of businesses that advertise. You know, do you want to be in conventional ad breaks on terrestrial TV or mainstream satellite broadcasters where people will switch their attention at the ad breaks to their iPad? Or do you want to advertise on places like iPad where the ads are constantly running alongside the streaming in some cases, so you've got the chance to capture people's attention that way? So I thought, and thanks for the plaudits, I thought it was a phenomenal Olympics, but I thought it's also got clear indications for corporations as to how some of the challenges of this new world with major sporting events, but also shows that new media is a land of opportunity as well when combined with events like the Olympics. I don't know what you thought.
Well, I think you make some very good points, and I just want to follow up on just a couple because I know we're limited on time. But I think your point that because, you know, there was sort of preparation for the worst was very prudent because of that, we didn't hear about, you know, major, you know, system crashes and that sort of thing. So, you know, an ounce of prevention certainly is the key there. And also in terms of different types of use, I mean, I can speak for myself, that's just one out of millions, but I would tend, you know, on my mobile device on the ferry commute into work to, you know, track the actual results of what was happening as were posted. Then when I would get home in the evening, we would have the television on, and there'd be sort of the American broadcasting through NBC of, you know, sort of the highlights or the, you know, matches we would be most interested in, American beach volleyball, American basketball, American swimmers, and track and field stars. And at the same time, I would have my laptop open, and I would be on, you know, NBC, you know, Olympics.com, and I would be looking at, you know, their stored videos of things that I was most interested in, because, you know, what would be broadcast on the television, you know, wasn't necessarily everything I would want to see. There might be some other events I would be interested in. So there were so many different ways technologically to, you know, slice and dice and view what one would be interested in. But I have to say, overall, you know, fantastic, great job. It was a wonderful Olympics. And hey, Jonathan, are we going to go to Rio together in 4 years?
I think that would be great. I mean, if people donate generously, perhaps we'll have an Eric and Jonathan team bus to Rio, and we'll entertain you all there with Caprinas.
Exactly. Okay, so that all being said, we're going to sign off now. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco, ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. As you know, you can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. I called you Facebook. Jonathan, if you could bring it home.
Yes, I will, and I'll post the link to the statistics for the BBC for anyone who's interested. Thank you ever so much for listening, as ever. I hope that everyone's Olympic recovery is good, and we'll speak to you next week. Thanks again.
Cheers. Bye-bye.